if you are worried about your kids, or if you're an adult worried about your parents. And a lot of us are in that sandwich generation where we're raising kids and also trying to start keeping an eye on our parents, or maybe fully taking care of our parents. I know several friends who have parents who live with them now as they're in their old age. You get worried sometimes when they're out and about checking on them, whether it's the kids or the adults. There's a new app called Check On Me. Dr. Brian Russell is one of the founders of it, and he just sat through all that to join us on the phone. Hey, Dr. Russell, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being patient with us. I apologize about that. We're talking a lot here.
No problem. I'm sitting down here in 70-degree Kansas, so I can't complain.
Jeez. Way to rub it in. Well, good for you. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope we have some of that soon. Tell me a little bit about the Check On Me app, because as I was just mentioning, I've got 10-year-olds. I've got a 14-year-old. The 14-year-old who's in high school is one who's out more when we're not sure where he's at. And a year and a half from now, he'll be driving. And that's when I'm really going to get scared about, because you know how kids are, at least for us. They don't always want to respond. Parents get annoying. We check in too often, and they kind of push us off a little bit or give us these one-word answers, and you get nervous about them. So how does the Check On Me app work?
So the Check On Me app is actually great for people who have kids that are off at college, or they've got parents who they want to check on who don't live with them, people that you don't necessarily have daily contact with, because what this app is going to do is it is going to help you check on your loved ones on a regular basis. You can, not that you're not wanting to have contact, but you can set it and forget it and know that it's going to happen. Even if you get busy, even if you forget, you can be alerted if a loved one's ever in trouble. You can locate the one in trouble. You can notify other loved ones who might be closer geographically to the one who's in trouble. And people can use it to monitor their own safety and tell loved ones when and where their help may be needed. If, for example, they live alone or they travel a lot, and it could be some time go by before somebody would miss them necessarily if they weren't in touch.
Now, I know that for my son, if I said, hey, we're going to put this app on, he'd feel like that was a bit of an invasion. How do you talk to kids when it's kids and say, hey, we want to just throw this on your phone so that if you're ever not, you know, responding or whatever, we can check on where you're at?
Well, here's a great example. A few weeks ago, there was a mom who wrote into an advice column, and she said, hey, I've got a daughter who's living across the country, and I asked her to give me the names and phone numbers of a couple of her friends in case I ever couldn't get in touch with her. I would have somebody to call to see if they'd seen her, see if they knew where she was, so I don't have to get on a plane right away and fly out there and start looking for her, and I wouldn't even know where to begin if I did. And the daughter did not want to give her mother that information. She said, Mom, I don't want you calling my friends. I don't want you checking up on me. This app would be perfect for that family, because what this app is going to do is it's going to make a little pop-up on that girl's phone once a day, and it's just going to say, Mom's checking on you. They can decide what time for it to pop up, and if she just clicks that she's safe, Mom gets a notice. Daughter's safe, that's it for the day. But if the daughter says, I need help, she's got a button she can click for that. Or if she doesn't respond after a set amount of time has passed, the mom's going to get a notice of that, and she's also going to get location data, the last known location that we have for that girl's phone. So she's going to have a place to begin, and she can have other people get that notification too. So if the girl does have a couple of friends that she would like to be notified in that event, when she needs help or she's not responsive, they can set it up to do that.
The last known location that the app knows about on the phone, how updated is that? Is it only when they hit the button or check in, or is it consistently knowing where they are, so it has the last data until the phone was turned off, or what, you know, what's generally going to be the last data point that it has?
That's a great question. It's generally any time they click help. If they get a notification asking if they're okay and they click help, we grab a location immediately, right then. We grab a location the rest of the time once an hour. And the reason for that is just because if you're grabbing it all the time, you're using a bunch of battery, people don't want it.
And I imagine data too, right?
That's right. And if you're grabbing it less frequently than an hour, then it's a little too stale. So we grab it, we compromise by we grab a location every hour. And so if I send you a notification, ask if you're okay, you don't respond, I'm going to get a notification that says he's not responding, and I'm going to have location data, and it might be, you know, minutes stale, but it's going to give me a good place to start. I'm going to see, as long as your phone's been on, you know, it's not at the it's not at the bottom of the lake, or you haven't run out of battery or something like that, I'm going to be able to see where you've been in the very recent past.
Well, I'll tell you what I would be doing, Brian, as a young teenager that I was. My parents put this on my phone. I'd say, sure, that sounds great, Mom and Dad. And then I'm heading somewhere I don't want them to know. I would find out a way to shut the app off, or maybe shut my phone off. Is it easy to shut the app? If I'm a kid and I said, fine, you're paying for the phone, I guess you have to do this, can they figure out how to shut it off if they're up to something they don't want Mom and Dad seeing where they were?
Well, they can uninstall it, but you as a parent can also put you can put locks on those kinds of things with your cell phone carrier so that you can control what apps do and don't get installed and uninstalled from your kids' phones. But if they just turn the phone off, for example, then you as the dad are going to get a non-response notification. So you're going to get a when the app tries to check on him and he's got his phone off, then he's not going to respond to that check, and you're going to get a notification that he's not responding. And so then you're going to come looking for him, and if you catch up with him and you find out that the reason he didn't respond to the check is because he turned the phone off intentionally, I imagine there are going to be bad times at your house.
Yeah, well, the battery ran out, Dad. I had to shut it down so I could turn it back on to call you when I'm coming home. Oh, listen, Brian, I've been there before. I can think of a lot of excuses. All right, the Check On Me app, you can find it at checkonmeapp.com. How much does it cost?
So it's free for 2 weeks for everybody, and it's free forever after that for anybody who just wants to be checked on or to be an emergency contact person who gets notified if somebody's ever not responding or they say they're not okay. The only time anybody has to pay is after 2 weeks if they want to actively check on people. Then we've got three different price tiers for Apple, $1.99 a month, $4.99 for 3 months, $9.99 for the year. Two price tiers for Android, $1.99 a month, $9.99 a year. And for that, you can check on up to 10 people a day with an unlimited number of emergency contact people. And so we feel like this is a better deal than what we'd otherwise have to do, which is fill it up with ads. So every time you got a notification, every time you wanted to see a location, you have to see an ad. We'd really prefer not to do that because this is for people's safety. We really don't want you to have to look at an ad to see where your son is.
Yeah, because if people say, oh, let's just turn these notifications off, that's not helping. That's not the point, right?
That's right.
CheckOnMeApp.com. You can download it $9.99 a year for some peace of mind, for whether it's to follow your parents or follow your kids or keep an eye on all of your loved ones. It sounds like a worthwhile thing because it's an era that we get very nervous about people traveling around and being out of contact. We're so used to constant contact. So here's a little peace of mind so you don't drive everybody crazy. Dr. Brian Russell, thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
Thank you for having me. Check on me app.com, everybody.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Brian.